Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits, as we have such, I always think that, God sends us, poster children for the idea of how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom. And would you believe that out there, there's businessmen, Christian businessmen. In fact, they even form committees, the Christian Businessmen's Committee, take their passion and they use that to build the kingdom. And we have a phenomenal example of that today. And there's this tremendous event that's going on in Charlotte. It's called The Story Behind the Informant. What? What does that have to do with the kingdom? Well, oh my word, you're going to find out about what an opportunity to really see an event that's coming to Charlotte. The Story Behind the Informant with Mark and Ginger Whitaker. And the Christian Businessmen's Committee of Charlotte, which actually the event's in Concord, it's going to be at the West Cabarrus Church. But Brian Brody has contacted us. We're supporting it here on the Truth Network. We want to get the word out. But Brian, tell us what your original vision was for this Story Behind the Informant conference.
Well, as you're going to be hearing in a bit, Robbie, we have a spectacular guest coming into the West Cabarrus Church of Concord. His name is Mark Whitaker. And his story is just phenomenal. And what's so great about his story, Robbie, is that he not only will edify believers and show them what's important, and not only edify spouses of husbands who are believers, but he also, what he really also does is he also shows you what the world offers and what Christ offers. And what's cool about that is it changes you. So the vision we have here is that we would edify believers, both men and women, husband and wife, but also we would ask that if you come to this event, consider bringing a non-believer, because we believe this story has the potential to touch hearts in no other way.
Right, and we have Bill Montrose here, who is actually on staff with Christian Businessmen's Committee the Charlotte area, right?
Yes,
right. And Bill, that's what CBMC's outreaches are about. Or here's a guy that obviously is involved in business, and you're connected in your business to different people in different ways. What about bringing that guy that you've been trying to share the gospel with to come hear this man who, honestly, it's an epic failure.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's a very compelling story. And the movie, there was a movie made starring Matt Damon. So people, see that and they know that there's a story there. And so this is an opportunity for Christian business guys to reach out to those around and say, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? We've got this speaker that's coming in. You can be my guest at this event and hear Mark's story, which is just an incredible story. So it's a great opportunity to bring others.
And the really cool thing about all this is how the Christian Businessmen's Committee there in that area brought the churches alongside. And so we have a couple of pastors with us. First of all, Pastor Chad Miller, who is with West Cabarrus Church. And how cool to connect Christian Businessmen's Committee with your church, Pastor.
Well, all ministry really to advance God's kingdom is through the church. And we see the Christian businessmen's connection and teams all around the nation as an asset, a tool, a come alongside the local church to help us connect and equip men and women to be on mission, to be ambassadors for Christ, to not just reflect him in the way that they live, but to be ready to give an answer, like 1 Peter 3:15 says, to anyone that asks them about the hope that they have, but to do it with gentleness and respect. This is an incredible opportunity for folks who won't come to church on a Sunday to come to what I would call neutral ground, still at a church location, but it's a multi-purpose building, so they shouldn't freak out too bad. But it's still a good venue, easily accessible, near Concord Mills, near the Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's easy to find. But they can come and hear a compelling story that I would call and refer to as a gospel-revealing story. And I'm just trusting that lives are going to be changed.
Oh, I know. And then really, really cool, we have here in the studio with us Pastor Chuba, I'm going to try to say this, Wanga. And Pastor is from the Deeper Life Bible Church, actually founded in Nigeria. But, you know, you have another whole angle of folks and another group of folks that are you're close to your church, and you're bringing those as well, Pastor.
Absolutely. Actually, I think I met Mark Whitaker in Billy Graham Evangelistic Association event.
Right.
And as I sat and heard him minister, I was saying to myself, oh, my Lord, I wish I had invited more people. I wish I had brought a lot more into this. And when I left that event, I was sitting at the table with a pastor from West Cabarrus Church, and I said, man, if we can, I wish we could bring this man to Concord, you know? And they had the same thought. You know,
you think God might have been behind that?
I am telling you.
we got to get to Mark. We actually have Mark Whitaker with us, and he's going to be on the show today. But those who normally listen to Kingdom Pursuits know that Robbie's got to do a riddle. So I was thinking that, you know, this event being March the 3rd, it's a Saturday. So as we head into March in North Carolina, we can't help but think of March Madness, can we? So speaking of March Madness, you know, and since basketball players are always bouncing ideas off each other, have you noticed that? That if you were to take a shot at creating the all-time Bible basketball team, here's the actual riddle today. It's a little different. If you were to take a shot at the all-time Bible basketball team, who would be the champion dunker? Who would be the best behind the arc? Who would be the mind-blowing dribbler? Who would be the fast break artist? Who would be the expert in the give and go? The full court press champ? Who had precision with a backdoor move? Now, I want you to really test your Bible skill. I got all these. And you can call in and win the tickets today to this unbelievable Mark Whitaker event by just sharing. Who do you think made the basket that you will never forget?
That's great.
From a standpoint of Bible quizzes, okay? And you're going to, when I share, especially my favorite one of this is the champion dunker. You are going to laugh. I'm telling you, it's funny. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win tickets to The Story Behind The Informant with Mark and Ginger Whitaker on Saturday, March 3rd.
There you go. You can get tickets to this event. All you got to tell us is any of these basketball terms. By the way, if you want to use your imagination and come up with your own basketball term and your own story, we'd love to hear it. I'm just throwing these out here. The world champion dunker, the best behind the arc, the mind-blowing dribbler, the fast break artist, expert in the give and go, the full court press, it's all there. 866-348-7. I'm really anxious to hear your answers to this. And y'all can win. Just come up with something like that. 866-348-7884. And without further ado, we have Mark Whitaker with us. And Mark, you have God's given you an amazing story. And I know, I can tell these guys are all excited to hear. Share with our listeners a little bit about why God put this on your heart to share it.
Well, I tell you, when probably our darkest period of our life was 28 years ago, I was age 32 at that time. I turned 60 this past year, so it was 28 years ago. And I was not a Christian at that time, and I was one of the top executives in the largest companies in the world. I was number 4 executive with 30,000 employees, and I was the divisional president, reported right to the vice chairman of the company, of the 56th largest company on the Fortune 500, and about $70 billion in revenue. As I mentioned, 30,000 employees, and our CEO was 75 years old, and our president was 69, and I was 32. I reported right to them. So they were grooming me to take their place.
I hate to jump in there and stop you, Mark, but we got to go to a break. And this is actually good timing so that you guys all have your appetites whetted for what Mark's going to share here. And you can't help but wonder, what does this mean? The story behind the informant. Well, you're going to find out. It's going to blow your mind when we come back on Kingdom Pursuits. Meanwhile, you got to tell us, who was a champion dunker? Oh, you're going to love that. 866-34-TRUTH. Call and win. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we have such a lineup for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. We have Mark Whitaker, which is the story behind The Informant. We're going to get to him in a minute. We got Bill Montrose, who's a pastor there at the West Cabarrus Church. We have Pastor Chuba Wanga, who is with the Deeper Life Bible Church there in that area. And, of course, we've got Brian Brody, who is one of the people of the CBMC group there in the Concord area. And then Bill Montrose, which Bill... before I do that, I am shocked and aghast at my... You guys... Oh, I see somebody is calling in as we speak. Somebody... These are really, really fun to do. Now, I want you to just use your imagination and say, okay, the fast break artist. I'm just going to throw that one out there to get your mind working, okay? So that you can call in at 866-348-7884 and win these tickets. See, when I was trying to think of these basketball terms as we're going into March Madness, who was fast? And it's pretty hard to beat Philip in that group, wouldn't you say? I mean, that was a fast break. I mean, he was baptizing the Ethiopian, and the next thing you know, he made a fast break, right, Bill?
Yeah.
So now that you got your thinking cap on, who would be the world champion dunker? Who was best behind the arc? And of course, who made that basket that you'll never forget? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We have Ken is in Colfax. He's first up. Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you having fun today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been listening to you for the last 35 minutes.
Oh, well,
listen, the first dunker came to my mind was Naaman, but then a light went off, and I think you tried to give a clue. I think it was John the Baptist. John the Baptizer. I mean, who else baptized Jesus?
Is that not hilarious? He was the champion dunker.
I mean, I know he lost his head later on, but the thing about it is, of all the people he baptized, just think who baptized Jesus.
Isn't that awesome? That's talk about March Madness. You know, it comes right up in there to Easter. You know, it's a perfect time for John to be out there doing what he did. So you're a big winner, Ken, and there's plenty more tickets to give away, but I'm so glad you called in. That was so fun.
Yeah. God bless you all.
God Bye-bye. Bless you. Thanks, Ken.
You know, Robbie, I grew up Methodist, so he would have been the best sprinkler.
All right. We still have who's best behind the arc? 866-348-7884, right? Full court press champ. The precision with a backdoor move. That's really fun. I think you'll like that one. Nothing but net. How about that? I bet you can think of somebody. Nothing but net. 866-348-7884. Okay, when we left our hero, Mark Whitaker, who is, by the way, the event is coming up March 3rd to the West Cabarrus Church in Concord, and Mark is the speaker, and it's the story behind The Informant. So when we left our hero, Mark, he was doing really well with a Fortune, 100? Company and all these.
Yeah, Fortune 50.
Oh, wow. Okay. So pick it up where you left off there, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, I would have what the way the world would define as everything. I mean, I lived in a mansion with an eight-car garage. I bought the CEO's home because he was 75 years old and wanted to move to something smaller. And so I lived in a mansion with an eight-car garage. I had a field full of eight cars, Ferrari, two BMWs, two Mercedeses, and you know, at age 32, and it was 1989, it was in the seven figures in 1989. You could imagine what the value of that would be today. I mean, yeah. It was living like a rock star or a professional football or basketball player. And I got caught up in that. I didn't know God. It was all about me. And this is an example of selfish leadership, not servant leadership, what I'm describing. And then the company, as I was there a couple of years, and they started really getting to know me and trust me as divisional president, as they were starting to head towards 80 years old, they started grooming me to take their place, and they were involved with a cartel, an international cartel, which is illegal, obviously, like the oil companies did years ago. They get together with their competitors and fix the prices of all the ingredients that go all in your listeners' food. I mean, it would be in the foods and beverages of most of your listeners' today, and they were fixing the prices for almost 12 years, but they trusted me to start bringing me into it to teach me how to do it, to run this cartel. And I shared it with my wife about 7 months when I was into that, and she forced me to turn myself into the FBI that very day. The day I told her.
Whoa. Your wife.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to that conversation just a little bit? Like, honey, it's time to go to jail. How does that go?
Well, when I shared with her what was going on, and she's thinking, gosh, my grandma, who's on Social Security, every time she goes to the grocery store and she gets a couple hundred dollars a week, and she's getting stole, you know, she's a victim of this huge international price-fixing case where each company, including ADM, were earning $1 billion extra. Not a million, but a billion. It became the largest white-collar price-fixing case in U.S. history, started by my wife, a stay-at-home mom. So she forced me to turn myself into the FBI after I shared with her what was going on. And the FBI gave me a choice that day to either go to jail or since it was going on for 12 years and I was only involved 7 months, they said the best thing for you to do is start wearing a wire to give them the evidence of the kingpins of the case. And the next day they met me at 6 o'clock in the morning. They shaved my chest. They hooked wires to my chest and I hooked a tape recorder to my back. And they sent me into work, wired me up at 6 a.m. every single day for 3 years. It's the longest duration of anybody to wear a wire in U.S. history. Every day for 3 years.
So going into that situation, you were a Christian at the time, right?
No, I was not, for sure not.
Okay, well, so...
No, I was all about success the way the world defines success. I had a corporate jet and a mansion and an 8-car garage.
How about your wife?
Not a Christian. She was a young Christian at that time. She definitely came a Christian years before me. And matter of fact, when I shared with what was going on the price fixing, because she could tell something changed those last 7 months that I was at the company, something was different. And when I shared that with her, she said she was going to go in her study and pray about it. And I knew then I was in trouble. She came back an hour later and said, God told her to turn me in.
Wow.
Well, we've got a price fixing case in history.
Oh, we hear that. And we're going to hear a lot more out of Mark as the show goes on this morning. I want to get to some of our other guests here. Bill, Christian businessman, which I understand Mark is in, isn't he in the Christian Businessman's
Committee? Mark is now the chief operating officer for the Christian Businessman Connection. You've used the term committee, which is the old term. We're now the connection. We came into the 21st century and became a connection instead of a committee. So, Mark is the chief operating officer for CBMC nationally.
And Bill knows a little bit about this, that I was the chairman of the Christian Businessmen Committee,
yeah,
which I understand is now Connection, which I feel really embarrassed, but
no,
that's okay.
No.
In Winston-Salem for a number of years.
Right.
When I left to go to start the dealership in Mocksville, North Carolina, Stu Epperson, who owns this radio station, came in as the president of that committee,
right,
and I started a Christian Businessmen's Committee that still meets to this day in Mocksville, North Carolina, and we've been calling ourselves committee. Even this week, we called ourselves a committee that now I know is a connection. And so I'm excited that you've got this stuff going on. But because here it is. I would not be on the radio today if the Christian Businessmen's Committee had not discipled me.
Yeah.
And I was invited to a Christian Businessmen's meeting as a car dealer, of all things, a car salesman. What do you think? And all that going on, but wow, I mean, Christian Businessmen's had a lot to do with then my passion for Christ and growing in my walk with that. And so that's what you guys do nationally, but in what's going on in Charlotte with you guys?
Well, we've got a fairly large group in Charlotte. We've got 10 groups that meet around the city on a weekly basis. We've got several men that are involved in one-on-one discipleship. We changed the name and all these things change, but the mission doesn't change. We're still all about evangelism and discipleship and helping men become the man that God designed them to be. And we do that through our connections in the marketplace. So this outreach that we're doing, we do these outreaches to reach out to the community that you can't get to go to church, but they'll come to a dinner or a luncheon or whatever and hear about Christ.
And Brian, share your role in that.
Well, I have a couple of roles. My first role is I'm what they call a C3 team leader. I meet once a week with a bunch of like-minded business guys, and we go through training and pray for each other. And we have what we call like a MASH unit, a mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Because you're out in the business locations, you're out in the business market, you're getting beat up all week. So we kind of come in and get stitched up, pray for each other, help each other, and go back out and fight the good fight. So that's the first thing I do. The second thing I do is we are starting to launch a Leadership Institute program here in the Charlotte area, in the Concord area. And the Leadership Institute is basically a peer advisory group board or board for people who are CEOs or business owners. And the idea is that we come up alongside these guys once a month to help them use and leverage their businesses as a platform for the Lord. I like to tell guys that we take you out of your business to work on your business for one half day a month. So you can get tooled up and get ready to go back out and do what you have to do. And if I were to say it was like a military operation, I'm a former Army officer, it's like we take the field commanders out of the field, we bring them into the headquarters, we update them with their strategies, they update their battle plans, and they go back out and fight the fight.
I hate to cut you off, but we got to go to a break, Brian. And so during this break, you can be thinking, who is the best behind the arc? Because you want tickets to come here, Mark and his wife, Ginger. If I got that right, yeah, it's Ginger. 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us all these gentlemen that are with the event that's coming up March 3rd to the West Cabarrus Church. It's called The Story Behind the Informant with Mark and Ginger Whitaker. And with him, we have Bill Montrose with the Christian Businessmen's Connection, I found out, and Pastor Chad Miller, Pastor Chuba Nwanga, and Brian Brody. And we want to get back to Pastor
Chuba Wangu.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can.
Yeah, I know you're trying.
I understand that not only are you a pastor, but you're a businessman, and so you've been part of this. And how cool that because it really is the body of Christ.
Absolutely, and actually that's the reason I looking for people with the same mindset that I can go for counsel in things in my business pursuit.
What is your business?
I'm a software consultant.
Oh, my.
Yes, I do have a software consulting company. And sometimes I do have challenges that I need to take to some people. And I really would trust someone of the same family of God that can really help me out here. And I found that in CBMC. Okay, and I've been a member since over 4 or 5 years now in the Charlotte Concord area, and we meet every week.
So how long have you been in the United States? You came from Nigeria,
yes,
and your church
was
there.
Yes, I came to Nigeria. I came from Nigeria to the U.S. in 1998. So, but I've lived in Charlotte now for close to almost 18, 20 years. And I've been pastoring for about 4 or 5 years here in Concord area, Deeper Life Bible Church. And these, we're not that big, about less than 100, and God has really helped us. And God has helped us through CBMC to, and with all this partnership with other churches, being able to really grow and develop as a true body of Christ.
That is so awesome. And Pastor Miller, I'm curious about your original connection. How did you get involved with these guys?
Well, Brian Brady is one of our members at West Cabarrus Church, and he's not just a member, he's doing what I consider to be the reasonable act of worship for men in the church. He's a leader. He's a discipler. He's a man who loves God and wants others on the journey with him, and we're privileged to have several men like that. A while back, he and Bill and I had lunch together, or dinner. We had a meal. We're Christians in the South. We ate something. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, we got together and just talked about this hope of could there be an event that brings people in the community together, churches, uniting churches under the banner of the gospel with a hope to reach others. And this was the fruition of that. And West Cabarrus Church, like a lot of other incredible churches in Cabarrus County and Mecklenburg County and surrounding counties, would jump at the chance for an event like this. And we were privileged to be able to host this. But this is consistent with our DNA as a church, which is to create opportunities. Sunday morning is really for the church. We're of that philosophy. It's to worship corporately, to feast on the Word of God, to be equipped by the preaching pastor, to do the works of ministry. Unchurched or actively resisting what they would call the institution of the church are just more open to other events than they are Sunday morning gathering. And so we just pray and ask the Lord, what kind of events can we host as a church that would draw the lost? And this is just, I hate to say a no-brainer because we really did think about it, but it's kind of a no-brainer.
And Brian, as a member of that church, you know, how neat is it? And I know it's your heart. I know it's Bill's heart. Actually, Chuba's heart as well. That these businessmen that are invited to come hear this story will bring people that really wouldn't talk about Jesus in an open setting, but they'll come to hear such a thing. And these guys coming into your church and an opportunity for you to connect with them on that ground. What does that feel like, Brian?
It feels amazing. I know that just really quickly, I didn't come to Christ until I was 43. And I can tell you as a non-believer, I would have resisted a lot of church functions just because that's the way I was raised and that's where I came from.
You don't like
stained glass? What I like about this, Robbie, is it's a non-threatening way to introduce people to the gospel in a language that they understand. You know, businessmen will understand this language. So that's why it's a unique opportunity. So that's my feeling. My feeling is at least one-third of the people who attend this thing are going to be non-believers and have a chance to hear the gospel in language they understand.
Wow. Wow. Well, we've got to pick up Mark's story because we still had, when we left our hero, he had turned informant based on his wife, and they wired you up for all these years. And so at what point did you come to you? There's a lot more to this story, Mark. We've got to hear it.
Well, just after wearing a wire for 3 years, like I said, this case was so large, the equipment I wore undercover is in the FBI Museum in Washington, D.C. I've done 7 events for the FBI, including speaker at the FBI Quantico, because they've never had someone wear a wire 10 hours a day for 3 years. It's never happened before, and I don't think it will ever happen again. And they were so appreciative of my help, they got me, by the time I wore the wire for 3 years, I mean, 30 guys were going to be going to go to prison, which they did, 4 from ADM alone, on this largest antitrust price fixing case in history. And they were going to give me a 6-month plea agreement, 6 months in a white collar camp like Martha Stewart went to for all my cooperation. Well, me being like I was at that time, again in my 30s, you know, we're talking 25 years ago now, I took that plea agreement, said I would never go to prison for 6 months after wearing a wire for 3 years, and I threw it in a trash can. Said I'd never take this 6-month plea agreement. I hired lawyers, ended up with 11 lawyers, fought the case for 3 years to get a 10-year sentence instead by not accepting that plea agreement. And at that time, someone from CBMC read about it, saw that I threw this 6-month deal in a trash can. He was from North Carolina. He's CFO of a pharmaceutical company. He was also a member of CBMC, Christian Businessmen Connection. He reached out to me just a few months before I had to go to prison for 8.5 years, because on a 10-year sentence, there's no parole. You have to do 85%. So that's 8.5 years on a 10-year sentence, and there's no way to get any lower. You get 15% for good behavior, and that's it. There's no parole in the federal system. And he reached out to me a few months before I went to prison and started taking me through a wonderful Bible study, introduced me to Jesus, called Operation Timothy, called OT. And then Chuck Colson reached out to me right after that. And those two guys, individually meeting with me, one-on-one discipleship, walked me through for years. And I became a Christian my 3rd month in prison, 10 months after Ian Howes first reached out to me, 3 months after Chuck Colson was pouring into me. And I became a Christian my 3rd month in prison. And they continued to nurture me and water that seed. And and continued to go through Bible study. And I tell you, those 8.5 years in prison became the most productive years of my life. And so I became a Christian at age 40. I got out of prison at age 49. The divorce rate for people who go to prison is 99% divorce rate if you serve 5 years and longer.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, is that I have a couple of friends that are incarcerated, and I've visited them for years.
39 years.
And that, your wife, A, called you to accountability, but then stuck with you through what had to be a grueling ordeal for her self-image. I know what it's like to walk into those prisons and have to sit in the way people look at you and all that. She really went through it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm really glad that she is speaking with you at this event.
Yeah.
Because her story is worth hearing.
Absolutely.
And we're married 39 years in June, and she moved to all three prisons I was at and came every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for 9 years. They added her days up that she spent in the federal prison in a book they wrote about her called Against All Odds in 2010. And they added her days up, and it added up to 3 years and 8 months that she and my kids spent 8 hours a day in federal prison.
Oh, wow. How many kids do you have?
Three children, all now the age that I was when that case happened, all in their 30s now. They were 6 and 7, you know, when I was wearing a wire, but stronger and closer than ever, and all Christians. And I tell you, God has blessed us, keeping our marriage together. I got out 12 years ago. God had 4 offers for me in the biotech industry. I became COO of the company that I joined 11 years ago. Became COO of that cancer research company. Family stayed together. The victims of the case won hundreds of millions of dollars back. The food companies, they gave Ginger a whistleblower reward during the time I was in prison that helped her financially stay alive and put our kids through college. So the people I was stealing from and the price fixing financed my family for 9 years when I was in prison.
Yeah, I think the other thing
miracles happen.
The other thing that we've just kind of slid by is, as Mark said, that the 8.5 years he was in prison were the most productive years of his life. Mark personally discipled, I think it was 66 men while he
61,
was
61
men while he was in prison. So that is that's just an example of the productivity and the fruit that Mark has borne even through all the adversity. And as Mark said, it started with one guy knocking on his door and saying, you know, the next this time in prison is going to be the most productive years of your life. And that story unfolded, and it's just been a tremendous story. And we're blessed to have Mark serving the way that he does.
I think his story is a story of grace,
mm-hmm.
God's
yeah,
goodness,
for sure,
God's mercy. And what God can do in each and every one of our lives when we submit to Him.
And it's so cool that now that you're with this CBMC International and affecting all these, or having this opportunity to touch other businessmen that are in their own way or in prison, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I was actually became a free man when I went to prison and got to know Jesus, and I was in prison to that life of grief.
Yeah.
Free man when I went to prison.
Oh, we got to go back to another break. I hate that. But in the meantime, I know you're knowing, you know, who was the fast break artist and who was best behind the arc and who made the baskets. You'll never forget. You got free tickets. All you have to do is call in 866-348-7884. Got so much more coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We're so excited about the event coming up March the 3rd. It's a Saturday. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at the West Cabarrus Church in Concord, North Carolina. Mark and his wife speak all over the country. What an opportunity. Even if you're in Richmond or Raleigh today, in Greensboro, Winston-Salem, you can easily make it down there Saturday at 6 o'clock. He and his wife are going to be there. I'm going to be there as well with a table with the Truth Network. And I would love to meet you if you want to come out to Charlotte. That's March the 3rd. It's tickets. You need to register. You can go to kingdompursuits.com. And there you'll see the event, the story behind the informant. And you can register right there. we would love to see you, love to take part in it. Again, you can still get free tickets, though, I would point out. And all you got to do, I mean, I really, you know some of these basketball things. Who made the best basket you've ever seen? 866-348-7884. I can't believe my listeners aren't chiming in on this stuff. March Madness. Please, we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to win a ticket. We got to finish up Mark's story as we pick it up where we left off, Mark. We only got one segment left, so we got to get to how in the world did you get from out of prison to working for CBMC?
Well, I got out of prison, Cornell University, where I got my PhD in biochemistry. Again, I feel strongly this is a God thing. And the professor that was leading this was a Christian. And he led companies to start meeting me in prison, just like a recruiting ground in college. And they had several offers. I mentioned four offers when I got out of prison. I joined the company who the CEO was involved with CBMC in California, because I really wanted to work for a company and a leader where I was thinking long-term and had a Christian CEO. So that's the company I joined, a cancer research company, specializing in prostate cancer. You know, when you're out or coming out of prison, I was age 49. This would have been 12 years ago. You know, you kind of start off from scratch. You don't start off at the top. But I've had four promotions at that company. Became the COO, the number two of that company. So God even redeemed my career. But during that time, since I got out of prison, I started presenting at outreaches and prayer breakfasts and inreaches for CBMC. And even when I was still COO of Cypress, I was presented at four or five events month, and I felt God was leading me to share where he took my life from ashes to beauty, you know, to be a witness for Jesus. And so I came on board with CBMC full-time 4 years ago and present now about seven or eight events a month, even presented in Jerusalem at their prayer breakfast last year. And I tell you, I just feel so blessed to be able to travel the country like we'll be here in Charlotte on March 3rd to be a witness for Jesus. It's the most important decision I ever made in my life. And I lived a life with a mansion and a corporate jet and had everything the world would define as success. And then at $20 a month in prison, I had more peace and filled that void at $20 a month sitting in a prison cell.
And Bill, when you met him, he was only going to tell that story once.
Exactly. I met Mark probably 10 years ago up in Raleigh, and it was his first and last presentation of his story. In public, so God has changed his intention and just used him in an incredible way.
And Brian, I know you've got some words for the people that are thinking about on the fence about coming to this event. What would you share?
I guess I'd share a couple of things. First of all, what blows me away about Mark's story is that you could be one of the people like Mark had in his life that came up alongside them and introduced them to the gospel when they were having a difficult time. I mean, you could be that Chuck Colson, you could be that guy just by inviting someone to this event. You can introduce them to the gospel in a way that, again, that they can understand.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. If you were to come to downtown Winston-Salem, you'll see, the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission is right here on the street, and it's not terribly far from the prison, which is also not terribly far from several high-rise office buildings. And I can't help but think that a lot of the people that are at the rescue mission are far less in prison than the people that are in some of those high-rise buildings and some of the people in prison because they're in Bible studies, because God gets people's attention when they're in prison. They kind of figure out that, wow, I didn't. But, you know, it's an amazing thing. And even I know this because of the letters I get from listeners. A lot of people listening right now are incarcerated. I mean, they're in there and they listen because they get radios. And how fun is that, that they can see from Mark's story what they got to hear today, that, man, there's a wonderful world for them that they can move the kingdom forward with the story that God gave them. Right, Bill?
There is hope. There is hope for everyone.
And the vision that God gave you, Chuba, that we got to get this guy to Charlotte.
Absolutely.
How cool is it, the freedom that's going to come as a
Absolutely.
Result of that?
Absolutely. It's only through Christ that we can have permanent peace and rest. And without Christ, it's crisis. You know, so I'm glad that Mark is coming to share the good news, the gospel message.
Amen.
And Chad, I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
You know, we've talked about Charlotte, businessmen, and certainly I would say that's a prime market. But this event is for women, for wives who want to encourage their husband. This event is for men who aren't yet married, who are trying to get a start out. This event is for disciplers. This event is for the average churchgoer who will invite a neighbor that wouldn't come to church, whether they be a man or a woman. The gospel is that powerful. The redemptive thread line is woven through the story that distinctly that anybody that attends, I know, will be confronted with the reality of freedom they can have in Christ.
All right. Well, I was hoping that more listeners would call in, but I bet some of you are wondering, and so I brought the whole panel up. They're all, everybody's mics are live now and everybody can speak as we ask these questions, see if we can figure them out. Who do you think, guys, and anybody can take on the question, was the best behind the arc? Which Bible basketball team of all time, who was best behind the arc, Bill, you think?
That's got to be Noah.
Yeah, he was awesome behind the arc. Come on.
Good.
Now, I had a lot of fun with this one as I was thinking about it. A mind-blowing dribbler, okay? And actually, Chuba had mentioned Jacob earlier, that he dribbled his brother, he dribbled Laban. But I was thinking that might be David as the dribble was going down his beard. What do you think, Mark?
Okay. Okay. All right.
How about the expert in the give and go? Come on, guys. You got something? Think about it. I think of Elisha giving it to Elijah, right? He gave and then he got. Yeah. He got gone, right? Yeah, he went up the chariot of fire. Well, that was a give and go, wasn't it? And how about a precision backdoor move? What are you thinking there? See, that? I guess my questions were harder than I thought, but I was thinking, and my imagination just goes to these things. Paul. Right, he went out the out the way.
Yeah, he did. and even the prison guard, you know, even his prison guard.
That's right.
So I'm thinking Paul. Also.
Peter, you know, he was the one that showed up at the door. Yeah. You got Peter and Paul in that group. How about nothing but net? Nothing but net.
A lot of fishermen.
Peter on the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah, they caught nothing. It was James and Peter, John. They were out there.
Yeah.
Nothing but net. And who made the basket that you'll never forget? I know what you're thinking. You had said it earlier, Bill.
Yeah. That should be Moses' sister.
Yeah, she floated him.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I've been thinking about this lately. Have you thought about Moses' original name was not Moses, because his stepmother, or whatever you want to call her, that when she drew him out of the water, she named him Moses.
Mm-hmm.
But see, to the Egyptians, this is a neat thing of stuff that God does it. And God drew Mark out of the water, and he drew me out of the water, and he drew you out of the water. If you're listening today, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
But to the Egyptians, to come up out of the Nile is kind of a scary thing. And they kind of knew they were in for trouble when they figured it out. You know, and when you look at Moses' whole life, but the God aspect of coming up out of the Nile is a significant thing in their culture, right, Bill?
Yeah.
And so I have to thank all you guys. I really do. Because without Christian Businessmen's Committee, I would have never been discipled. The key word that Bill used, which was guys to show you, Robbie, you can get in the scripture, and you took me through Operation Timothy. You took me through First Steps, through Living Proof. These are all Christian Businessmen's Connection. I got the word right that time. These are all things that really my whole life was impacted through this discipling, so that now I can laugh at the fact that Moses' sister made this tremendous basket. Don't you think? Well, Brian, I got to give you the last word here, as it was definitely you who contacted me. I'm so grateful for what you guys are doing. Can you give one last shout out to everybody to come March the 3rd?
Yeah, come March the 3rd. It's going to be a great time. Coffee and dessert is served, and the gospel will be preached.
Yeah, it's only $7. It's at the West Cabarrus Church. You heard the pastor mention that bring your wives, bring your friends, bring somebody that is a businessman that you could impact, and it's going to be easy enough to come. 6 o'clock Saturday night, what you got going, right, Bill?
Great.
I mean, come everybody. I'll look forward to meeting you. It's going to be right after the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, so I get to be in Charlotte. How fun.
Awesome. That's good. Awesome. That's excellent.
Mark, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing across the country. And
thank you.
I will look forward to what God is going to do, because he's the hero of this story.
Amen.
And he's going to make it happen. March 3rd, again, at the West Cabarrus Church in Concord, North Carolina. Go to kingdompursuits.com. Go get registered. And again, thank you all guys for being here. Now, you guys stay tuned, because you're getting to hear all sorts of truth on the Truth Network. Starting out with The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. Thank you so much for listening to the Truth Network.
Thank you.
Thank you.